During the month of February, our devotional thoughts will be based upon the trilogy of faith, hope, and love. As we think about faith, hope, and love, most of us think about 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, Paul, writing by inspiration to the Corinthian church, he says in chapter 13 and verse 13, "And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Now this trilogy of ideas is not just simply found in the book of 1 Corinthians. It is also found in such passages as Colossians 1, verses 4 and 5, where Paul, writing to the church of Colossae, says, "Since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard more in the word of the truth of the gospel." And also to the church at Thessalonica. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, Paul writes, "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father." But our devotional thought today is taken from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, where again Paul wrote, "And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." As we think about this verse, we need to define some terms. First is the word abideth. The word abideth means remains or continues. It denotes permanency. As opposed to things that will pass away, faith, hope, and love will not pass away. Such as the spiritual gifts, as he talks about in verses 8 through 12. Those things will pass away, but faith, hope, and love will never pass away. Faith is the idea of trust. We trust in God. We have faith in God. It also includes fidelity, being true to God, that is faithfulness. And it includes the idea of that scheme of belief, the word of God, that is the faith that we have in there, that scheme of belief. Hope is desire plus expectation, not just simply desire, but desire plus expectation. We may desire heaven, but unless we do what God says, we cannot expect heaven. But we can expect God to fulfill his promises, and so desire plus expectation equals biblical hope. Love is a word that always seeks for the higher good. It is sacrificial in nature, and it is not dependent upon the recipient. Now remember what Paul said, "And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Love is the greatest because faith and hope are for this present world, it's for this present time, but love is eternal. Let us then encourage this month as we think about faith, hope, and love, and let us grow in these great and marvelous trilogy of virtues.